This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is pledging to make all adults eligible for coronavirus vaccines by May 1st and get the country back closer to normal by the 4th of July. In his first primetime address to the nation Thursday night, Biden said he would deploy more active duty troops to support vaccination efforts and will allow more people, such as medical students, to deliver shots. Biden also appealed to Americans to do their part to prevent another surge in infections and deaths, saying, in his words, "We need everyone to get vaccinated." The president warned that we may have to reinstate restrictions if Americans fail to commit to stay vigilant, social distancing, and other precautions to help stem the virus. Biden said this is not the time to let up. Earlier Thursday, Biden signed into law the American Rescue Plan Act, which provides many citizens up to $1,400 in direct payments and extends $300 weekly emergency unemployment benefits into early September. The legislation also provides aid to state governments. Well, around 500 railway workers showed their opposition to the military government in Mandalay on Friday, marching down a city street despite the threat of lethal force from security forces. On Thursday, anti-coup demonstrators, one was shot to death in the city, according to local media and social media posts. Protesters have since changed their tactics into smaller groups in the face of increasing uncompromised action by security forces in Myanmar, who have repeatedly used live ammunition against the crowds. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Hospitals in Brazil's main cities are reaching capacity. This, according to health officials, as the country recorded the world's highest COVID-19 death toll over the past week, triggering tighter restrictions on Thursday in its most populous state. In the past 7 days, Brazil has averaged more than 1,600 deaths per day, ahead of the some 1,400 here in the U.S., where the outbreak has ebbed. President Jair Bolsonaro attacked governors for the lockdowns again Thursday, including Sao Paulo state's move to ban soccer matches. Brazil's two most popular cities, Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, moved to tighten measures Thursday as their hospitals struggled with a second wave of the virus, driven by a more contagious variant that emerged in the Amazon region. New Zealand has removed remaining coronavirus restrictions on the city of Auckland after containing a small outbreak. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Friday the city of 1.6 million would join the rest of the country in having no restrictions other than ongoing requirements to wear masks on public transportation and planes. New Zealand has adopted a zero-tolerance approach to the virus and eliminated community spread. A convicted Honduran drug trafficker and former leader of a cartel testified here in the U.S. in federal court that he paid now President Juan Orlando Hernandez $250,000 for protection from arrest back in 2012. Divas Lionel Rivera Maradiago testified Thursday that he made the payment in cash to Hernandez's sister Hilda Hernandez in exchange for protection from arrest by military and preventive police. At the time of the alleged bribe, Juan Orlando Hernandez was leader of Honduras Congress. The president has repeatedly denied such allegations, saying traffickers are lying to protect themselves. And Uber and Lyft teamed up to create a database of drivers ousted from their ride hailing services for complaints about sexual assault and other crimes that have raised passenger safety concerns over the years. The safety program follows through on a promise that Uber made 15 months ago when it revealed more than 3,000 sexual assaults had been reported on its service in the U.S. during 2018. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.